This is AENN, American Exceptionalism really? News Network.
Okay, I'm on right now.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Want to make sure you're oriented. So newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51, and of course, A21R.com will all get you to the articles and to the information you need about current trends with the totalitarians out there trying to take. Listen, it's a takeover, isn't it? Just like, you know, we've been on the air now for since 2011 with Agenda 21 Radio, telling you about the United Nations Agenda 21, the plan, the grand plan, which was put upon us by Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, by Nancy Pelosi out here. And she's been the one who's been the face of Agenda 21 for a long time. And, of course, here it is. It's the face of it, the totalitarian endgame to take over the entire world. And they're trying like crazy. And they've gotten a lot of distance out of this. And, of course, they've run up against the Constitution. And you, everybody out there, that's your biggest weapon going. That's your biggest weapon going. You have a weapon, indeed. Called the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. And I've been threatening to read the Declaration of Independence or excerpts from it. So you understand that, you know, this is, again, 200-plus years later, you know, 250-some years later after the Declaration of Independence, that all these things are going to ring true as I read it. You're going to go, shocking, this is all happening now. Nothing has changed in human nature. Nothing has changed in the actions of the hearts of the totalitarians. Since then, they're all the same breed. Remember, there is good and there is evil in the world. Well, Gavin Newsom just absolutely epitomizes evil in the world, doesn't he? And now they're calling him Death Cuomo for all the things that he's done there. You know, this is kind of an interesting thing going on with this whole thing with this COVID business. This is the totalitarian dream to take over this this country. It's not working well, I might add. Excuse me. Okay, let's go to Gavin Newsom on CNN. What life will be like in California in the fall, according to Gavin Newsom.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk defied California stay-at-home orders this week to open his Fremont plant, which has more than 10,000 workers. Ultimately, the county blinked and let him open that plant. Democratic state lawmaker Lorena Gonzalez responded, quote, "We should be outraged by a billionaire that has gotten so much from its partnership in California but continues to put workers in unsafe conditions, continues to union bust, continues to wave his finger at California as if we're supposed to allow that and let him throw his temper tantrum," unquote. Cutting through some of the rhetoric there, is that lawmaker right that Tesla got preferential treatment here?
No, they challenged the stay-at-home order that Alameda County had in place. And I'll remind you, the state had lifted the manufacturing requirements. So other manufacturers around the state were able to operate. Alameda County had not. They intended to on Monday, on the 18th of May. They tested that. They came together and they were able to work out a framework of modifications to keep their workers safe that they believe will have this issue resolved by as early as Monday. And that's the spirit of cooperation. And I say that to make this point. We're being challenged, hundreds of examples, just not as high profile as Tesla, all across this country every single day. Governors are being challenged, local health officials being challenged, and it's a spirit of collaboration. Those that continue to pursue things that put people at harm's risk, you have to have stepped up efforts of enforcement and sanction, but that was not the case in respect to Tesla. They did work with Alameda County partners, and Alameda County health officials are satisfied that they are likely to reach those thresholds as early as Monday.
That's why I was coughing and gagging in the background. Sure, it's the climate and the element that you put together. Another one from Fox News, a little bit of a ditty here, if we can get it to cooperate with us. But it doesn't want to cooperate as usual. What is with this? We want to get these things on you, on the air for you, and then just people don't want to cooperate with us. You know, it's kind of interesting. We get a lot of phone games, a lot of internet games with New California, by the way, which, of course, has been, I guess, a big problem for a lot of people to understand. We really do get messed with, and I know that we're trying to not have anybody mess with us. But, you know, you've got some real problems out here in the counties, and, of course, it's who is it that is absolutely on the in the wrong and all this stuff. And, of course, this is our governor who's been foisting these restrictions on everybody, and everybody knows it. So he's going to be blamed. You bet he's going to be blamed. And, of course, then he goes and blames Alameda County. It's Alameda. And then it was absolutely a misunderstanding, apparently, by Elon Musk. BS. He's been calling this out for a long time, not just on that Friday. Not as sort of a little pressure point that he's going to put on people in Alameda County at the last minute. That is not what happened. But you know what? They'll be more than happy to let you make that, right? Make that opinion, make that narrative for you. That's the problem with what's going on in California. Just a tad bit of a problem what's going on in California with our governor. You know, the governor of the state of California has been, I think, definitely one of the biggest problems in California for a long time. And everybody, I think, has sort of recognized that. To say that he is one of the worst governors, I would say yes. He's been one of the most out-of-control governors, I would say yes. He's been one of the most repressive governors, I would say absolutely yes. And, of course, he's more than happy to take away everybody's civil rights. That's just the way he is. That's just the way he rolls. Everybody understands that.
State of California now in phase two of its reopening as Governor Gavin Newsom out there hints phase three, which would include salons and gyms, could be opening a month from now. But our next guest, who owns gyms across the country, is urging the California governor to relax these restrictions, claiming they are doing more harm than...
Okay, this is my point about Elon Musk and the governor. And at the last minute, it's Alameda County's fault. But they've reached agreement. Okay, 1 month from now, which will be in June, the end of June, that's what they're talking about. Are you kidding me?
I use my
That's what they're talking about? I don't think so. I don't think that's what this is all about. That's the point. This was a clip from this morning's Fox and Friends you just heard. 1 month from now, he's going to open up salons. Hello, I'm starting to look like a hippie again. I did that once in my life. I don't want to do that. I'm looking around at people and say, hey, can you cut hair? Can you be the person who cuts hair? Right? Because nobody's open. 1 month from now, they want to open. Listen, there is no reason for this, guys. When we come back, we're going to listen to Peggy Hall. She's going to tell us there's absolutely no reason for any of this stuff going on. It's about time we put an end to it, by the way. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Well, hello and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It's basically one of the best places to go to, right? newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. Okay, current state of emergency in California, unlawful, says Peggy Hall. COVID is not an epidemic in California. It's not an epidemic in California. Okay. This is an interesting article. We put it up this morning. In the first hour, listeners heard this. We're going to get to the third hour, listeners as well. This is what her claim is. Peggy Hall, COVID is not, this is Peggy Hall, not an epidemic in California. It says, as a college instructor and health educator for the past 20 years, I was the wellness contributor for ABC Radio Network and an on-air wellness expert for the Emmy-nominated TV show America Now. I love to do research and deep reach and dig deeper and have many published and have been many times published in national media. With a bachelor's degree in political science and master's in international policy studies, the study of civics is my passion. And educating others is my duty. California emergency. And this is her talking about this. We're going to go crazy here. And we're going to play up what she's got to say here. Here we go.
Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall here. Did you know that public health is a local issue? It is a community issue. It is a state issue. It is actually not a national or federal issue. And here's why. There is a law under the Federal Laws and Regulations, Title 42, that actually spells out that public health and welfare is relegated legally to the most local authority in the area. I live in Orange County, and we have an Orange County public health agency. And that local health agency is the agency that has the legal jurisdiction for issuing public orders related to public health. Their charter is to safeguard the public health. And you can actually find your local agency for public health on the internet. And you can find it might be a county agency, it might be a city agency. Where I live, Orange County, it is the Orange County Department of Health that oversees our public health orders and safeguards the public. And it makes sense because each community is different. I live in Orange County. It's very different than San Francisco. It's very different than New York. We have a different climate. We have a different environment. We have different air quality, water quality. I don't ride a subway. There is not a lot of heavy industry spewing toxic gases into the air. I'm not going up into a high-rise building on an elevator with a lot of other people. We have a lot of sunshine throughout the year, so we live outdoors. We have beaches and parks in close proximity. We have excellent medical care and health resources that are available to all. Those are just a few of the resources and factors that impact local health. That's why where I live in Orange County, I'm not worried about the crime rate in New York, and I'm not worried about the weather in San Francisco. The crime rate and the weather and the cost of housing and the amount of traffic and the length of a commute and so many other things are unique to that community. And public health is one of them. So The reason why I mention that is because people are confused, it seems, from what I've noticed, about the role of the federal government in our health. The federal government does not have the legal authority to put forth orders and regulations related to individual states and localities. Now, let me talk for a moment about the state. I live in California, and the governor declared a state of emergency on May 4th. Today, as on March 4th. Today, as I record it, this message, it is May 6th. That is approximately 63 days going into our state of emergency declaration. What is a state of emergency declaration? The governor of any state cannot just declare a state of emergency because he or she feels like it. That is actually regulated by law. And in California, we have something called the California Emergency Services Act. It was recently updated in 2015. So this law is recent. And we have a section in that law that states, it's section 8558B, that states the governor can only declare a state of emergency under certain circumstances. If they're And I can read that for you because I actually have the law right here. And it says that a state of emergency means the duly proclaimed existence of conditions of disaster or extreme peril to the safety of persons and property within the state caused by such conditions as air pollution, fire, flood, storm, epidemic, riot, drought, sudden or severe energy shortage, a plant or animal infestation of disease, or if we have a warning about an earthquake or a volcano. Those are the only conditions under which the governor can declare a state of emergency. I read further into the law, says that this threat, by reason of its magnitude, is likely to be beyond the control of the services, personnel, equipment, and facilities of any single county or city. And therefore, we need the combined mutual aid of the entire state to combat this threat. Okay, so now we look at what is an epidemic. The grounds, the legal grounds for the governor of California to declare the state of emergency is based on an epidemic. So let's look. What is an epidemic? An epidemic is beyond the normal range. Beyond the normal range. So an epidemic means that there is a threat of disease or illness that is beyond the normal range of what we typically have. Now, in California, the flu season runs from about October to April or May, right? We're May 6th, so we're very much at the end of a typical flu season. California has a population of 40 million people. I know it's huge. We're the third largest state by geography, and we are like the eighth largest. If we were a country, we'd be the eighth largest country in the world. So it's a huge state, 40 million people. In the typical flu season, which goes through May, there are approximately 6,000 flu-related deaths every year. And I got this information from the State Department of Health. You can get the information from your State Department of Health because your State Department of Health is the repository of all of the data related to disease and illness and death and other data relating to the population. So typically in California, 6,000 people die of flu-related illnesses every year. This year, with COVID, there have been 2,000 deaths. This is COVID. This is the flu. 2,000 is one-third the number of 6,000. 6,000 is three times 2,000. So therefore, in California, this might be different in your state. I'm speaking about California. In California, COVID is not an epidemic. I said that public health is local. So let's look at my local community. I live in Orange County. 3.3 million people in Orange County. That's also larger than many states. Orange County has more people than many states do. In Orange County, the typical number of flu-related deaths is approximately 600 in a flu season. We are just at the end of the flu season. In California, we have had, in Orange County, we have had 38 COVID-related deaths. 38 COVID. Typical season, which ends now. 600 flu. This is not an epidemic. If the numbers were reversed, it clearly would be an epidemic. COVID is not an epidemic in Orange County. COVID is not an epidemic in California. Your numbers may be different. Public health is a local issue, not a federal or national issue, and certainly not a global issue. Local. This is in California. Very clearly, COVID, regular flu, COVID is not an epidemic. Why does that matter? Because according to California law, the state of emergency must be terminated at the earliest possible date. And all of the orders and regulations that came from that state of emergency are also terminated. So in California, that means no more social distancing, no more stay at home, no more masks, no more schools closed, no more businesses closed, no more parks and beaches closed. It's back to normal when the state of emergency is terminated. Now, I know you're hearing about these phases and steps, and we have to go slowly, and we have to take caution, so on and so forth. That's not by law. Those might be good ideas, but that needs to be done by the state legislature. According to California law, and likely according to the law in your state as well. You can Google it. You can research the Emergency Services Act in your state. So I want to read to you from the Emergency Services Act in California. It says that the state of emergency can only be called if the threat overwhelms the current resources of the state. Now, healthcare workers have been being laid off in California. Therefore, there is no threat to overwhelm the resources of the state. Therefore, the state of emergency is invalid and unlawful. Furthermore, California state law says that the state of emergency has to be terminated at the earliest possible convenience. This is 63 days of stay at home. 63 days of the state of emergency with no grounds. The grounds for the state of emergency under California law would be for an epidemic. There is no epidemic. And you might say, yeah, but it worked. We stayed home. It worked. That might be. But there is no epidemic. And according to law, we don't have to stay home. And according to law, the businesses don't need to remain closed. And according to law, the schools don't need to remain closed. And according to law, I don't need to stand 6 feet away from you. And according to law, I don't need to wear a mask to go into a store. Now, you may want to do those things. You may prefer to stay home. You may prefer to stand 6 feet away from me. You may prefer to wear a mask. You may prefer to keep your business closed. I'm just explaining that according to law, those things are not lawful. They are invalid and unlawful. Peggy, are you a lawyer? No, I'm not a lawyer. I'm an individual with a curious mind who wants to know why these orders and regulations have led to so many losses. Losses of business, increased child abuse, spousal abuse, suicide, increased deaths from people that didn't go to the hospital because they were too afraid to go and they had a heart attack and died at home. Friends, in California, 6,000 people died of the flu every year, every flu season. Nothing changed. 2,000, why are we doing this? Numbers in Orange County, 3.3 million people. 3.3 million people staying home and losing their jobs and livelihood out of 38 very tragic losses? That is not okay. And not only is it not okay, it is not lawful and it is not valid. Anyone can read this law. It's written quite clearly. Thousands of healthcare workers have been furloughed in the state of California. Therefore, there is no threat that is larger than the capacity of the state to handle. This isn't an opinion. This isn't my perspective. These are facts. And the law states that the state of emergency must be terminated at the earliest possible date, and all of the regulations that go with it at the earliest possible date. Furthermore, the governor has no legal standing to extend the state of emergency. Zero. He cannot declare another state of emergency related to COVID. It is illegal and unlawful. Only the legislature can extend the state of emergency, and they also need to terminate the state of emergency. According to the Emergency Services Act, if the governor takes control of food and medicine and healthcare, which he has in terms of sending ventilators and personal protective equipment to other hospitals, by law, the state of emergency terminates after 60 days. This is day 63. I wrote and I called my state senator and also my assembly person to inquire about this and why the state legislature has not convened like we've seen in other states. It is not up to Trump to open California. It is not up to Trump to close California. The only time he would have that legal authority is if we are under martial law. Each state has the ability and the legal grounding to declare the state of emergency. And in the state of California, that state of emergency must be terminated at the earliest possible date. And according to Section 8567B of the California Emergency Services Act, whenever the state of emergency has been terminated, the orders and regulations shall be of no further force or effect. I think you understand what that means. All of the orders that have come along with the state of emergency, shelter in place, standing 6 feet apart from everybody, wearing masks, having all the businesses shut down, the parks and schools closed, all of those orders and regulations shall be in no further force or effect. If this concerns you, friends, contact your representatives and demand an answer for what they are doing. That's why I wanted to share this public information with you. There are countless other states and legislative bodies that are ending or extending the state of emergency. And in California, it says the temporary suspension of any statute, ordinance, regulation, or rule shall remain in effect until the order or regulation is rescinded by the governor, or when the governor proclaims the termination of a state of emergency, or for a period of 60 days, whichever occurs first. We're on day 63, friends. Just thought you wanted to know that.
Well, well, well. And there hasn't been any additional orders? Of course not. So, all these things are null and void. Go about your business, take your masks off, go to the store, open up your businesses. Now, here in California, you can't get a haircut. So today, I get a schmarmy note from one of my friends. Dripped in sarcasm because I mentioned that on air. Silly me. It says, haircuts and salons. I noticed a pet grooming shop is open near the grocery outlet, not far from my house. I'm considering getting my haircut there. I think what he's inferring is maybe I should go to the grocery outlet by where there's a pet grooming shop that's open, too. Well, I mean, you know, you got to, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do, right? I guess we could just shave our heads. What do you think about that? I don't know if I like that look. I know it's kind of, you know, the hair gets in the way and all that stuff, but, you know, I'm not ready for that one. Boy, not at all. But pet grooming? I don't know. And of course, what's the law? What is the law? So we're now, let's see, the fourth, we're coming up to 90 days on this law. Gee whiz. That's the point. It's illegal what the governor is doing, we're allowing them to be illegal. We are with everybody. We are allowing this to happen. And I guess the better question is, why are we allowing this to happen when we shouldn't be, and we shouldn't be? That's because we're not holding anybody accountable who's in government. So the tyrants are here. What are we going to do about it? This is exactly what they warned us about back in the day. You know, from 1776, that's exactly why this country exists, is because the Declaration of Independence spelled it out. I'm going to type it in here. We got a computer thing here. I don't know. It's a new program. Here we go. The Declaration of Independence. I'm going to read some of this to you, just so you get the drift of it. Toward independence. Let's see. The final push to independence. Drafted adoption. Let's go here to the real Declaration of Independence. I'll read you some of this. The real Declaration of Independence. So you got to get a drift about what's happening here. I'm going to come up on a break, and I'll blow through, not this break, but the next one. So you have an idea of how really, really powerful this thing is. And here it is in 2020, this was written in 1776, right? Why is it important now to understand this document? Let me read from the first part of it, the introduction. It says, unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. That's the start. The next one holds this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And we'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's for the listeners out there, I'm getting some texts. It's Peggy, she's not Peggy Kelly. What am I talking about? It's Peggy Hall. Thank you. Peggy Hall. And I'm sorry, the name of the lady from Orange County, is her name is Peggy Hall, H-A-L-L-Y. And you can get that on Agenda 21 Radio and also on newcaliforniastate.com. That's up there so you can read it. We're reading the Declaration of Independence, which is a one of the most powerful documents ever written by man. Thomas Jefferson and the rest of the crew who helped to write this Declaration of Independence had a lot to say, obviously. And I'm going to run down some of the features of the Declaration of Independence. We're going to do this in an abbreviated form. You know, it's kind of interesting. I've many times read the Declaration of Independence, and it's been kind of interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. And let's see, view. Where am I going to view here? Zoom in. It's kind of interesting to see how this whole thing has played out in real time. You know, it's interesting when we look at this thing, background and the whole history behind it, where it all came from. It's just absolutely fascinating history. Understand that it's infecting us even to this day. That's the important thing. Even to this day, it's affecting us. And in real time, history is repeating itself, and we're living it right now. And so I'm going to read to you some of the items on the Declaration of Independence. So you can kind of get an actual feel, because this was written, keep in mind, in 1776. So the preamble, well, actually the introduction goes like this. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station, to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That means you and me. Right now, they don't have our consent to govern. that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In other words, people get lazy and say, well, you know, the more they take away from me, that's just part of government, isn't it? That's what they're saying there. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably or invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. It is their right, it is their duty. And the word duty, what does it mean in this sense? The word duty is to destroy or kill the prince. That's why there's a Second Amendment, folks. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity that constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the President King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let's facts be submitted to the candid world. Now, this is basically a list of grievances. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people who would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. What does that sound like? He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness of his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such dissolutions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions from within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of his offices and the amount of payment for their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without consent of our legislature. Doesn't that sound interesting? He has affected to render the military independence of and superior to our civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and acknowledged by our laws, giving us assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment for any murders for which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, pretended offenses. You know, it's kind of like walking up to a health official comes up and says, I'm closing your store out right now. Get out of here. That's what that's about. You don't think these people didn't know what Gavin Newsom would be doing someday? For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example of fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies. That's called regionalism, folks. You know, A-bag, skag, all this other crap going on around your local communities. For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, dissolution, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely parallel in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive at the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, and to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguishable destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been unanswered only by repeated injuries. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of free people. I guess the big question is here, do we want to become free people, right? Is that what this is about? Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by the legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of which our immigration and settlement were here. Gee, this is not a big one. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would invariably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we would hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war and peace and friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And many of these people lost everything. They were hunted down and killed, the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And what are we doing? Putting on a mask by some tyrant who tells us to wear a mask when there's no data to prove it? We're listening to those people? Ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to destroy us. And they're doing it with something you can't even see. And they can't either. And they don't have the facts to show that there's any evidence that supports a so-called pandemic, which is their tool. Using science, pseudoscience, to destroy a country. You need to wake up, folks. It's not about a virus or getting a virus. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.